Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You didn't have any tornado songs in the vault. You had to go with the hurricane song, right?
Rock you are rattled by that thing, man.
Oh, my
damn,
God.
Damn, are you rattled.
Listen, you didn't have a tornado 50 yards from your house last night.
By the way, I got to tell you, Brian, that thing gets closer every time he tells the story.
Right.
I heard him tell you 100 yards. He told me 200. Right. Now it's 50.
I thought it was 300 yards.
Things get closer every time he tells the story.
Now that we're saying that, now I'm glad you brought that up and you became tough guy this morning, because this guy across the board wanted me to get this show canceled 16 times last night and kept texting me to text our boss.
And you were unsuccessful.
Right.
Good job.
So that's why he's pissed off about my story, because he only wanted me to call the program director to try to get this show canceled this morning, and it didn't. So he's pissed off. He had to drive in. Good morning, everyone out there. Yes, I live
nice
in Davie.
Nice drive, by the way.
What?
Nice drive, by the way, coming out of Miami.
I'm sure it was.
It wasn't too bad, actually.
Right? I can only imagine.
I expected Brickell to be at least flooded like it did on Monday night.
Man.
Well, that's what happens in Brickell. We hear it all the time. You see, that's the only video you see after a storm is downtown Brickell somewhere where there's a building that like 8 feet of water, so no one could get out. Everyone's stuck in the building. But you guys in Dade County, I guess, got lucky last night. You didn't have tornadoes there. That was like 15 feet away from my house.
I saw a couple leaves on the ground this morning, though, that was a little concerning. But other than that,
imagine.
I think we're okay.
I'm sure.
There's some branches down by the
park. You got to mention what happened to Joe, by the way. He got swept away by the tornado.
Right, Joe.
He's actually,
the Wizard of Oz.
Like one of those cows, one of those flying cows from the Twister. He just got taken straight away by that thing.
I realistically thought in my head last night, that's what happens during a tornado. Like you like look out the window and see people flying around. Like I last night, I thought in Davie, because of the news went full coverage of what was going on. Obviously, there's a storm here, and listen, we're not making light of a storm. Tampa and that whole West Coast about to get rocked, if not already starting to get rocked this morning. And like Hollywood said, the Dolphins, I believe, are either on a plane now or just about to get on a plane to get out to get to Cincinnati to get away from all of this. It's going to be crazy on the West Coast. Our thoughts already start with them, because I said to Brian about 3 minutes ago, I'm like, the new 5 a.m. advisory came out. This thing is a massive Category 4. This is not this is not one of your little storms. But like Brian said to me also, because this thing was you see the track. It's heading north. It's gonna hit North Florida, and then all of a sudden it burped and started going south again. And then, like, all of a sudden, Dade and Broward County schools are getting canceled because you don't want to get caught your pants down if you're a county and there's a storm coming. It stinks. Last night stunk. We have people here. We have six different radio stations here, and all the hosts are basically Broward people. Julie from 101.5 hasn't had power since the middle of the night last night. Dina was complaining she didn't have power. We all live kind of in Davie and Cooper City. But, yeah, I never been that close or even – like remotely close, like a tornado.
And that's the craziest thing, right? Because we're not that far away from each other, Dade and Broward.
Right. Yeah, you'd think we live in two different countries.
You know, for us, I felt like, okay, Monday night and like a little bit of Tuesday, it was just rain, 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 rain. And then all of a sudden last night, you're just scrolling through Twitter, nothing else to do. And just like, tornado this Hollywood airport, planes flipped over.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
Yo, what the hell's going on up there?
Crazy. Like I saw that same picture of the like that Hollywood like executive airport.
Yeah, there was like four or five planes.
Those tiny
over.
Planes
I'm
flipped.
Like, what
the- Right. I'm worried about like something going through my window at the house. Like I didn't know what to expect, what to look for. I was just honestly, to be quite honest, I'm happy about one thing. And I said it to you early this morning when you walked in. I'm happy I didn't lose power.
Yes.
Because that what there's one thing in my house that could ruin the day, night, evening, weekend, whatever it is if there is no air conditioning in my house.
No AC, but then you know, some of those good snacks you get in the fridge or the freezer,
they're
man.
They're done.
You know?
Like, you have to eat them quick. Like, you have to just go and eat them. That's
it's
the
not
problem.
Like I already just destroyed all my snacks, but I almost did yesterday.
I bought that thing of drumsticks from Costco. Like,
I'm in there, like,
the deep freezer.
Publix.
Right.
Everyone's like, get this, get that. I'm like, man, ice cream.
Right.
Popcorn, I'm chocolate, thinking, cookies.
But I'm thinking of the things.
You know,
like,
a snack to Brian is like one of those Lenny's cookies. Those
no, I know it
cookies.
Is.
No,
like, he
are
doesn't
you
eat,
crazy,
I know just had a Diet Pepsi and a 5-hour energy, and he's drinking some like energy drink. Like, to, but, like
it's a monster.
But yeah.
No, but Brian's that jerk that like everyone's pounding garbage at the Canes game. Like, we're you know, Vic brings all those pies or whatever he brings.
Pastelitos.
And then, like, you know, Brian's sitting there drinking like a shake that he made at home.
Kale smoothie.
I have a piece of, I have a Pastelito as well,
man.
Bro.
Right.
I have no willpower for any of that.
First of all, my snacks are good. I'm a fat kid at heart. You know, I'm
just
you
at heart.
You look
though.
Like one, though.
Right. Just at heart, though. Right. I'm a skinny kid at heart. Right. Exactly. There it is. Just
hey,
not
but
by
here,
looks.
But I got a question for both of you guys.
Yep.
Today, any of you guys going to the gym?
The gym?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean, like a jungle gym?
Going to work, yeah. You going to work out?
I'm going to go home.
Okay, exactly. So right. That's exactly the difference right there. See, right. I go to gym home. So I could eat whatever I want
right.
And look semi-decent.
I have a child, and this one's got two children.
I have zero.
That's our gym.
That's
I'm on
that's
an interesting diet, though. So I don't eat during the day, and I just go nuts at night.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, just
like right around dinner.
I feel like that's
yeah.
The opposite
so I eat a
of what
big
right.
Dinner,
that's
huge dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
Although it sounds
dessert,
appetizing.
All that kind of stuff. Right.
That's intermediate fast in the opposite way.
Right. That
no, that's
work.
That's what it is. So
no,
what I'm going for is a push.
You're going for a push?
Yeah.
Of course you would relate this to gambling somehow. Let me tell you something.
When What's the over-under on that?
When
right,
it comes to your looks and your body, there's no such thing as a push. The only thing the push is going to do is your wife's going to push you down the hallway. Mm. That's it. She's just going to be rolling you.
That's the next push coming in this household. I know that for sure at this point. Oh, man. Yeah. So we're going to talk sports today. We do have Dolphins and Bengals. For Thursday Night Football coming up, that is tomorrow. Like I said, the Dolphins are hopefully on their way out this morning or already in the air. We don't even know at this point what their schedule is like.
I would not want to be on that flight.
No, right? I was
I
just about
not,
to say.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you're getting out early and getting to the game.
Yeah.
But turbulence,
oh,
you're
no.
Going to get it flying. I don't care if you fly all the way to the East Coast, you know, East Florida, like in the water. It doesn't matter. You're going to get it.
And
that sucks.
It's not like, you know, a normal flight that we go on vacation and stuff where as soon as I get to the airport, I go to the bar,
right.
Have a couple, right. Ease my stomach and my nerves a little bit, and I'm good. No, this is a team charter. It's right. Not like you can start pounding some whiskeys or some vodkas
no,
on there. You're
nothing.
Just in there like, oh, Lord, what
just
is
that
going to do? Come on, help us out.
Right. And Joe said it's a night like this year. Now, the broadcasters, everyone back on the plane together last year and the year before because of all the COVID stuff and the pandemic, they were still taking their own flights. Like Joe and Jimmy and Bo and like even JT, when JT was on the radio broadcast, they all would like go to Fort Lauderdale Airport, jump on a JetBlue flight and fly up to New York for the game. Now they're all together. And Joe said it was worth not doing the year. I'm like, why? He goes, it's a double-decker chartered flight now. Like, we're upstairs or they're upstairs. You know, I don't know if the team goes up or whatever is the bigger part of it. And then we have, like, I room. Like, he's
that
like,
ain't
he's
bad.
Worth it. Right, that's nice.
That ain't bad.
That's not bad at all.
So Joe could pound a couple, though.
I'm assuming he could throw, like, the little,
Joe could pound
the little
a couple.
Tito's in the pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And make sure you get one in.
Because
this morning,
that.
I would.
I still do that.
Right. I don't care if it's 6 a.m. I don't care if it was a 2 a.m. flight. On this type of flight this morning, that's going to be a little rocky. We're both assuming.
I don't care if it's rocky.
I'm hitting the Tito's.
I'm having a couple.
No matter what, right?
I don't,
okay.
I don't care. I remember right. You know, last time I went to Ireland with my mom, I think our flight was like 9 a.m., 10 a.m. So we get to the airport early. And, you know, the bar's not open at that
time.
Oh,
no, of course not. Right.
So, of course, I hit the liquor store before and get the travel crowns.
Smart.
So
genius.
She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, having a drink.
Right.
What do you mean? I'm like, we're on vacation.
Right.
As soon as I hit...
Well, once you get through the airport.
Or airport?
Yeah, right.
I'm
right.
Having a drink.
No, you're on vacation. I agree with you on that one. Like,
she's like, what happened to my son that never drank before? And I was like, I'm making up for lost time.
College, Mom.
I didn't drink in college.
You didn't drink in college at all?
I didn't drink in college,
really?
No. I tried at a young age, stopped my freshman year of high school, and didn't drink until I was 24.
Wow. Yeah. That's something new. I did not know that this
and
morning.
And people that know me and are listening are like, shh, he made up for that all right.
Right. I might not have drank for 8 years, but I drank 8 years worth in the last year, so we are good to go. So we do have some football to talk about. Brian Monroe is here this morning. Joe, obviously, out. We'll talk some Hurricane football today, too.
I know they
have the bye week. Yeah.
Some
Hurricane football. And I don't want to already dive into it, but, like, we'll tease you with this. I really just want to get Brian's thoughts and comments on Tyler Van Dyke and the quarterback situation, because I think there's plenty of things to talk about, unfortunately, in the negative after the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Tyler Van Dyke, whenever a quarterback kind of situation jumps, it's top page, front of the article, doesn't matter what it is. So we'll get into that also. But here's another thing I wanted to bring up, and I don't want Hollywood to play the NFL music, because whenever we bring up any kind of baseball, the NFL music comes up because it's the no one cares about baseball down here. And I get it now. And now I think we have proof.
Do you really know? Because I feel like they told you everything you needed to know, right?
I was about to say, if I wasn't 100% sold on that, and we joke about it here on the show, because I know there are some, and I say some in a very low tone, baseball fans down here.
Of course.
There are some. I'm not going to say no one in Dade and Broward or Palm Beach care about.
There's like 25 in Dade.
Right.
They show up at every single
17
game.
In Broward. So I get it. But yesterday, the Marlins tweeted out something that it was like somebody smacked me in my face and just was like, wake the bleep up and look at this. It is a kind of poster for what's coming up here October 3rd through the 5th at Lone Depot Park. It's Atlanta versus the Marlins. It's a big series down here. Braves are down here. That's fine. Hashtag beat ATL. Okay, get it. That's everything looks okay. But right smack dab in the middle of this poster, calling all Mets fans, for once cheer on the Marlins. Basically come to the park, all Mets fans.
Like what?
That's where you're at.
Is that sure that some intern's not getting fired for that post?
Let me tell you, if they came out today and said that, I'd feel a little bit better about the situation. Not that someone's getting fired. I don't want anyone. I don't like anyone.
I mean, that's the type of post that you look at and say,
somebody's
some
joking,
is getting
right?
released. No, it's one of those like somebody's getting released. I mean.
We were joking when we made that. Did someone really post
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
Right.
Like, hey, haha, we were just getting a Susie. We're not supposed to post that.
Right, Susie.
Fred, what the hell is wrong with you? Right. Oh, I thought you said, no, it's a joke. And then you put it up. I mean, look, I guess I said it's a joke, and that's what most people around baseball looks at the Marlins organization
as. I guess you're right. I mean, it's something we talk about here, and it's just kind of, it is what it is. We know what, you see 7,500 in there one night, 4,300 another night. Then they go out to Oakland and you see how bad it is in Oakland when they have like 2,200 and you're like, all right, so we're not the worst, but we're like second to worst, and that's fine. That makes it a little bit better. But that to me.
And it's tough too, because obviously we have a rich baseball tradition as far as fans down here, because we have the Caribbean, we have the South American cultures
Correct.
That love baseball. And you put in crap into the team.
Ugh.
So I understand why Marlins fans are like, why am I going to go through driving on 826, 836 to get there, pay to park, and then watch crap?
Right.
And then the owners don't care. The front office, it doesn't seem like they care.
No. I mean, it's the problem with this is, and I know Hollywood every once in a while brings his kid. They go on like the Sundays for like, the kids get to run around the bases, whatnot. And this
That's
and that.
Awesome.
That's a cool experience. I can't wait to do that with my son at one point.
That's awesome.
That's fine. But the whole point is, and Hollywood even says it too, it's not like the tickets you can get pretty cheap or this and that. It's the parking. It's everything in general.
It's always everything else. Like, hey, $5 tickets. Great.
Right.
$25 parking.
Right.
Great. $7 beers.
Yep.
How much is the hot dogs? $20. Like.
And they have good deals. Joe talks about it all the time. They have like good like Wednesday and Tuesday night deals, Taco Tuesday.
But
and
they have to do something else.
You know what they have to do? They have to get a better product on the field.
Well, we know they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
So let's go to something. What other marketing
Here it
things
is.
Can you get?
Met fans, come to the game.
That's
and,
a terrible.
And you need Atlanta to lose. We're playing Atlanta. Come in your Met jerseys and root for us.
Happy hour. Let's do happy hour.
They need something.
2-for-1, 3-for-1.
Sure, 3-for-1.
At least we get alcoholics in there.
Right.
That's,
well, that's
me.
It.
We'll get me in
for
there
that $5
and I'll start
ticket. Right, we already know Monroe's going.
What?
That's it.
Give me some whiskey.
Where's Monroe?
3-for-1?
It's Tuesday night. It's the Marlins game. What do you expect?
I'm down.
Right. It's Taco Tuesday and the happy hour. He's not eating tacos, though, but he is,
I mean, if you got some like shrimp tacos, or whatever, I'm down.
Okay, so yeah. you have to get like fancy tacos.
That's not fancy.
No, it's not like ground.
They used
beef.
To be considered the crustaceans of the ocean, man. They're the little snails. You know, they used to be terrible.
That's
like
too
lobster.
Big of a word to use on the show, crustaceans. early this morning. All right, so we're going to talk a lot of stuff today. A lot of nonsense too. Hollywood's here with us, so you know he's going to talk some nonsense with us as
now,
well.
Now Hollywood, hey Hollywood, you know who we got to talk about? Because I know you love him so much. We're going to talk about today. Tua Tagovailoa, because I know you're his biggest fan.
Oh, by far.
I know you're his
biggest
fan.
It just depends on
how
many cards he's bought lately.
No, I've come around, bro.
Whoa. Yeah,
I've come around.
You what?
Yep.
Okay, save this other side of the break. But
right.
Wow.
Well, listen.
I'm shocked.
We are going to talk about the Dolphins. We're going to talk about the Bengals. We'll talk about Tua.
You're 3-0 against the spread.
Right.
I was just about to say,
cards are betting. Look, he either just invested in a
Tua
card.
I did get a very cool Tua card. I gambled on it before the Bills game.
Right. Listen to this. See,
told you.
It's probably a $100-something card. I got in the $50 range. I was very pleased. I lowball offered the guy. I said, listen. I even sent him a message. I said, this guy's not going to be very good.
Here we go.
I said, do the deal.
You played it down.
Same guy.
Listen, just take the 50 for the card because this guy's going to stink. Has a great game. Card's worth 80 now.
Let me get you out of this. Right. Don't worry about it.
He's buying you out of the lease. That's what he's doing.
I got my list of Dolphins fans that hate Tua that I've just been checking off as these games go on.
Keeping receipts. I like that.
As far as, here comes my text message. Boop. Oh, yeah, you know, he really didn't play that good. It was a defensive. I'm like, what the hell is wrong?
It doesn't matter.
You know, after the Baltimore game, I got crickets.
Of course.
I got crickets.
Of course.
You know me, I sent a little Tua, you know, gift to every single one of them with the little wink and the smile. Ah, yeah, you know, this and that. I'm like, come on, bro. Just a little bit of just, you know what? I still don't like him, but he's showing me that he can compete in this league. That's all I need to hear from you. That's it, Dolphins fans that hate Tua. That's it. Get a little hate out your heart.
It's amazing.
This is your team, a 3-0 beat the two considered top three teams in the AFC coming into this year.
Right.
And I know they're banged up. But guess what? Every team gets banged up over the year. And look, the Bills fans are like, oh, we didn't have this guy and this guy. You ain't going to have Micah Hyde the rest of the year. So you better figure something out. You're not going to have the dude with a neck injury for a couple weeks.
Right.
So you better figure something out. That's football. That's sports. Unfortunately, injuries happen.
Yeah.
Dudes are going to drop down like flies. Where's the next man up? Let's go to a baby. I don't care what nobody says.
We're going to talk some Dolphins here. We did have Kim Bocamper on with us. We'll have that conversation coming up next. We are going to talk a lot more about the Dolphins and the Bengals Hurricanes later on. And I guess we'll jump back into how fans see the Marlins banner that just came out or promo, whatever it is. We'll talk about that as well. But Bocamper, he joined us and he'll join us again next. Just be careful if you're driving out there. We're going to hear about this, right? People just don't know how to drive when it gets
Miami drivers in rain? Get out of here.
I'm not even just doing that to Miami because that's not fair.
Well, listen.
I'm going to say South Florida drivers.
That's cool. Right. That's cool. But it's Miami the worst.
Okay, I'm going to let you say that because you're a Dade County guy.
Oh,
I'm a Broward County guy. I got on the road this morning, and it was a little nasty out. Like I told you, I drove through like a squall. I don't even know if that's what it's called. But I drove through, and I'm like, oh, man. And you kind of have to like pay a little bit more attention than you normally do because I'm not worried about me necessarily. It's the dude about 100 yards in front of me and the truck 100 yards behind me that all of a sudden veers a little bit left or right, and then I'm in trouble. But, man, people forget how to drive.
They don't know. It's not that they forget how to drive. They couldn't drive before, and now that just amplifies it so much more because now it's like, oh, my God, there's rain.
Right.
Oh, my God, let me put my hazards on. Don't put your hazards on.
It's illegal, isn't it?
No.
It's not illegal
to put your hazards on? They made it legal for whatever reason. I go, man. I ask you a question. I know, and I can only speak for Miami because I don't live in Broward.
I will be the Broward representative for this. Yeah.
Let's just hypothetically say Miami-Dade residents actually use their blinkers when we know they don't.
Come on.
But now, I don't know if you're using your blinker or not because your hazards are on.
Right.
That's why you don't use your hazards.
Great point.
And then I love the people that, you know, when you drive by them and you know exactly which ones they are. There's two types. There's the texter.
Oh, yeah.
And you know which one the texter is because he's always kind of riding his brake and bumping it a little bit. And then you got the driver that's got the hands at 11 and 1. With the chin almost up to the steering wheel, just like.
Now you're talking Broward.
Do, 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 do. And you look over like, get out the lane.
Right.
Come on. Oh, God, it's so frustrating. Now, as you can tell, I'm one of those drivers.
No, I get it. And listen, it's not like I drove here this morning 40 miles an hour. I mean, I drove.
Yeah.
I was on the highway. I was probably going between 70 and 80. Like, I was, I don't want to say I was speeding. But yeah, I was speeding on the way here. But I don't understand how some drivers, like you said, whether it's with the hazards or whatnot, like it starts raining and all of a sudden everything changes.
Everything changes. Don't get how you're on 95 going 35 miles an hour in the fast lane.
What's the point? Take a regular street. It's probably safer.
Not even just go in the slow lane.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Stay out of the left
lane.
Just
go in the slow. Like a dude cut me off this morning. I mean, literally, there's no one on the road at 5:15 in the morning, 5:30.
Right.
And there's literally three cars on 95 that I saw going up. And a guy comes on at 112 and goes all the way from the right lane into the fast lane. And I'm like... Are you serious? The other three lanes aren't good enough for you?
No, it's not. It's not. And I'm telling you, when it gets a little bit wet out there and rainy out there and windy too, because it was windy this morning when I was driving in. It's like everybody just it's like you flip the switch and it's like okay, it is now okay to drive like an idiot because it's raining outside. It's windy out there. Anyways, I mean that's just the way it is. And guess what? If you are out there, just be careful.
That's it.
If you're on the road right now, just be careful. It's going to be nasty. And as my meteorologist Brian tells me, probably nasty for the next 12 hours or so. It's just going to be rainy. It's not like we're all of a sudden. Look, we got a scare yesterday with tornadoes and stuff. I don't believe that's going to happen anymore today. Although I think there is a tornado warning again for the next probably 12 hours, just to be safe. That's
look,
fine.
The best thing to do is I hope you got your hurricane snacks.
Right, that's
kick
it.
Your feet up, flick your toes, put on a good show or a movie,
and enjoy the electricity. Because God forbid,
and relax.
It could go out at any point, especially in the rain and everything. Just enjoy.
No, I'm crossing that. Please,
I know.
Don't do that.
I told
Please.
You that was the only thing
Please
last
don't.
Night. I wasn't really worried about a cow flying through the window in the house during a tornado. I was more worried about the fact that if that air would have went off in my house, and that it would have gotten up to about 80 degrees in my house or whatnot, whatever it was going to be. That would have been the wrong place to be in the world.
Well,
around my wife,
some lucky right young lady would have been getting text messages from me if my air went out.
You got power. Yeah,
you got power. Great, I got snacks. I'm coming over.
That's what
Move
you call
on
it.
Over.
You call it snacks? Is that
I
what call you call it?
I got snacks. Yeah. Got what snacks. You mean? Got work snacks for them, man.
All right.
That's the hurricane to do list. Snacks.
Snacks.
Number one.
What's the number one snack on your list?
Crown Royal.
Okay, I like that.
You can't go anywhere without
is
that.
Is there any food on the snacks list?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just want to make
you
sure.
You got to have some food. Got to have some cookies. Got to have some ice cream. You know, got to have some chips.
You can't have ice cream just in case the power goes off. What about like the,
well,
you know?
You slam the ice cream as soon as the power goes off. That's, you know, that's the game.
Crazy part is you have an answer for everything I'm throwing at
well,
you.
Well, because I am a fat kid, I told you.
I
enjoy my snacks.
You really are.
I
if I close
popcorn.
My eyes and have this conversation with you, I wouldn't think I was looking at what I'm
oh,
looking
no,
at right
listen,
now.
Listen, my snack game's tough.
You work
tough.
Out 19 times a day. That's why you're allowed to do that.
Listen, there's give and take.
We probably
for
eat the same kind of snacks. I just, you know,
we probably
what's a gym?
Probably eat the same kind of snacks.
Jim is a guy that lives down the street from me.
Yeah, I bet.
Let's take a break. It's the 6 o'clock hour wrapped up. We'll get into the 7 o'clock hour. We do have Dave Hyde joining us later on in the show. Iron Eagle as well, who'll be on the call for Thursday Night Football for Westwood One. So we'll talk to him too, and maybe we'll even have Hollywood's headlines. I don't know. We'll see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.